This is DJ King. The following podcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in. This is another episode of Mind Over Time with DJ King. We're back at it again with another episode, a very important episode because it's one of our final ones. And for this episode, I brought in my sister. And for those who don't know, we're twins. And our mind is almost similar, but we're almost very, very, very different. We're two different people if you were to catch us in the outside world. So welcome. I got a lot of questions for you, honestly, because me being in this world and you being in this world, we live the same amount of time pretty much, other than 1 minute. And your viewpoint is totally different than mine. We've gone to different places, we've gone to different schools, and we have plenty different experiences. So my first question for you is, what is your perception of the world, and like, what is something that fuels you every day?
Wow, that's a good question to start with. My perception of the world. I don't know. I think I always try to see the good in situations. I tend to do that more so in my outlook with others than in myself. But I like to see the good in things. I like to see the potential that things could get to. I like to focus on that a lot. I like to focus on the end goal. And the steps that you have to take to get there. To me, like, I'm very driven by my dreams, my passion, and what I want my future to look like. And so in every sense of every action that I make, in school, at my job, kind of just in life in general, like, I'm always thinking of how this can better me for my future, how I can take the things that I learn along the way and apply them to a time when they'll be necessary again later. I guess I like to look at everything as like a learning experience. And so for me, I find that that's very helpful when thinking in terms of like the bigger picture. I don't know if everyone thinks of things like that, but I like to see the steps and envision the end and envision like where I'm going to get to, where I want to get to. And I feel like that's like a, I don't know. I feel like it's an interesting way to look at things. I don't know if that's typically normal.
Right. I think that way too on some occasions, because honestly, it's just like in this world today, you know, I can't look at everything and take it serious. I think, especially with TikTok, a lot of these things, I look at the world and just say it's a joke, because it's a lot of it's becoming a laughing matter. The weirdest thing to me, though, is now is being an adult. And my next question for you is, adulthood, is it everything you thought it was going to be? Is it different? Is it better? Is it worse? Like, what's your thoughts?
No, I still feel like if you told me that I was 15, I'd probably agree. I think that it's so, I don't know, it's just weird. Like, I think that as you grow, you learn. And so for me, like, I'm learning every day, and eventually I'll know how to be an adult, but I don't think I know how to do it yet. And I'm trying, but I'm not really sure. I feel like I'm just mimicking right now. So yeah, I don't know if adulthood is everything that I thought I wanted to be. It's a lot more responsibility, but I don't necessarily feel older or like I'm in adulthood yet. So yeah, I don't know.
100%. 100%. I could agree again though, because if you were to tell me, you know, I'm already in the 20s, then I'm, you know, I'd look at you and be like, you're crazy, because I still remember, you know, teenage years, birthdays, high school, you know. COVID even, and COVID is, you know, that feels like ages ago, but at the same time, I can almost remember what I did every day throughout COVID. And that COVID it was a pivotal point in all our lives, to be honest. It was a influence. It changed us for some for good, some for worse. But what's your outlook, especially with being a child, or not a child, but a teenager who went through high school during COVID? What's your outlook now? Like, how did that affect you into the person you are?
I feel like there's so many things that we missed out on, and it sucks because you think about the typical high school experience, and we got a couple of years of that, but I think that stunts the growth. I feel like there's a lot of things as a society that we've built that you have to go through as, like, stepping stones. You know, you go to your proms, your homecomings, your football games, and all of that. And I think that we got a condensed version of it. And so for some people, not as much as myself, but for a lot of people that were younger going through COVID, I think that, like, there is a sense of chasing what was lost and looking for what was lost. I don't know if I necessarily feel that way for myself, but I do know that there are a lot of things that we kind of missed out on that are, like, the, you know, quote unquote core experiences. So yeah, I mean, it was cool to not go to school. Every like 16-year-old doesn't want to go to school, but at the same time, like, I think there was a lot missed out on.
Right. 100% a lot missed out on. I think that's something that kind of goes unnoticed, especially, or, you know, being our age. A lot of my friends too. There's a lot of moments where you experience it with your boys or your friends, your friend group in high school, and you're just like, hey, like, those are lifelong things. We had about a year and a half of those erased. Like, whereas everybody before COVID high school, pre-COVID high school tells us, yeah, we had this, we had that. You know, we kind of missed a whole, you know, a whole not generation, but, like, we just missed a whole lot of time where we could have had our own experiences, our own lives, our own friend groups. And, you know, we could have even been with totally different people or into different hobbies. But I think you're somebody who deals or who teaches and is around a lot of the youth. When you see kids younger than us, what do you see? Like, what do you think COVID did for them?
Same thing developmentally. I think there's a lot of shifts. The kids that I work with mostly are in middle school right now, a couple in high school. And so they went through that in their elementary school days. And for them, I mean, I don't know. It's so difficult to, like, really try to grasp that concept of, like, what changed in them. I think that there's a different work ethic. I think that there's a different understanding and taking for, I say taking for granted. I don't know if this is, you know, like, 100%, you know, factual, but I feel like that sometimes. I also see it in kids or people, like, more our age, like, an appreciation and an understanding. But yeah, I think that there, developmentally, there were a lot of shifts, and a kid that's 12 today is not the same as a kid that was 12 in 2018, if that makes sense.
Nah, that makes 100% sense. And, you know, that's one thing where I can say it's a difference in my perspective than yours, because the way I feel is just like, you know, you say some, I mean, not all kids are the same. We know that, but you say as if you feel kids have more of an appreciation and they take things more serious. I'm kind of on the other hand. I feel like kids don't necessarily appreciate things, or they BS and they complain and they don't see all that they have in front of them. And I don't think it's, how do I say it? I don't think it's right, you know, because our generation, it seemed like there was a lot of gratitude and, you know, things of that nature. But now you see a lot of kids who talk back, who are disrespectful. You know, I coach some of these kids. I go to some of the AAU tournaments. I witness this, and it might just be because I'm a basketball player. It might just be because, you know, it's part of the everyday life. And it does have a level of attitude with athletes, no matter what age you are. But the kids these days just don't. They just seem so much more disrespectful. And it makes me hard because a lot of people ask me, oh, you're going to coach. Are you going to coach the kids? Are you going to coach you know, who are you going to coach? And I'm like, nah, I'll wait till I'm with high schoolers or college men and women one day. And I just say, nah, I don't know, because there's no telling. We don't know where the world will be in the future. And in the future, what do you see? Do you think there will be another shifting wave that will make kids a whole different type of breed in, you know, 10 or so years? Or do you think like this is, we're just going to learn and adapt off this current standard, this current deviation we're on right now?
I have an interesting take. I think that as the world goes on, kids will get less less independent as far as like where they get their information from. It's going to be less based off of like, you know, really their parents and like their upbringing, and more based off of like being connected online. And that's a good thing and that's a bad thing at the same time, because there's such an like unregulated space that you have there. So I think that as far as a shift, I don't know. I think we're moving further and further away from that common courtesy, that respect, that understanding that many people, you know, taught their kids, had as a foundation growing up. It used to not be something that was kind of asked. It was something that you already knew. You were going to have manners and things. And I think that there is a shift as far as like what is the standard. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. I think as the world evolves and gets more like online, I mean, I think that the human brain will as well. And I don't know if that's a good thing or not. And I don't know how that's going to affect the kids. I would hope that they would still want to be creative enough and active enough to participate in sports and activities. But that's where I see it. And it sucks because I don't want it to be so robotic. But at the same time, I feel like that could be a trend. And I don't think anytime soon, but, you know, in the next, I don't know, long time from now, I think that's where we're kind of headed.
Yeah. It's interesting. You were talking about how the brain and how we'll grow as a society. And that's kind of the theme of this show, Human Evolution of the Mind. And, you know, over the past few weeks, I've explained, we've talked about, we've discussed just how experiences just make what your mind is. And, you know, we had a life changing experience with COVID. This is the last question. Do you think evolution is going to slow down? Do you think it's going to keep going? Or do you think it's just one of those things that as human minds, we're always pushing for more. We're pushing to be the best. We're pushing to be different than others. And we're also in a race versus ourselves on being the best when we don't know what the best or who the best is. So evolution, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that there's no slowing down for us as like a human, like race in general. I think that there is a race to get somewhere that we don't know where we're going. And every day, every month, every year, there are athletes that do more and more that has never been possible. There are minds that are thinking up, you know, equations and things that have never been even created, like creating new things. And so I think that there is no slowing down the flow of creation and the flow of the evolution of like the human mind and what it's capable of. I think as the human race gets older, it gets smarter, hopefully. And in a perfect world, it's less connected to an online, like unregulated source like the internet. But yeah, so like that's what I think in a perfect world. I do think that we're getting smarter. I think that the human mind, the human body is pushing boundaries every single day. And I want to say that we're getting faster at it. And, you know, we have setbacks from time to time, like you said, like with COVID. But I do think that there is a race to get somewhere that we don't know what it is and we don't know where the finish line is. But eventually, I think that the human race may get there, and I don't know if it'll be a good thing or not. But yeah, I would say that evolution is speeding up more and more by the minute.
Yeah. Most definitely. We've had that topic discussed, and I appreciate your answer on that one because it was very insightful. It was very raw. It was honest, and a lot of people can agree with that, I think, because it won't slow.